Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you so much for tuning in. And a big thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations, and we all know there truly is nobody in the whole wide world that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits is on board as a sponsor. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, a few weeks back, if you were listening to Wine Wednesday, you may recall, I mentioned I've been doing some R&D, that's research and development, on using root vegetables for cocktails. I'm getting to the root of it, if you will. And I figured on the heels of St. Patrick's Day, we're just a couple days after, I'm still feeling the Irish. I absolutely am feeling Irish. Well, I am Irish, but not Irish whiskey. I'm going to talk about Irish gin this go around. And the first in a series, like I mentioned, of getting to the root of it. So this week's cocktail feature, I'm going to call Can't Be Beat, is my name for this cocktail. And it features not only Irish gin, but a beet shrub. And you're thinking, what is a shrub? Some people might know what a shrub is. And I'm not talking about the plant. I'm talking about the drink. To put it plainly, a shrub is a combination of vinegar, sugar, and fruit, typically in an even proportion, 1:1:1. You can get it more complex if you really want to have a lot more of the fruit or vegetable flavor in there. You can add more of that. But I typically use a 1:1:1 proportion. And it doesn't have to be fruit. It can absolutely be vegetables instead. And you can have a shrub by itself, and it truly is delicious, and it feels like a nice detox kind of drink. I don't know, maybe I should have named this cocktail Detox to Retox. Anyway, so you'll need to make a beet shrub, which is very, 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 very easy to do. I have a recipe for it on my website, which is ziggythewinegal.com. Or you can send me an email, of course, and I will get it to you, because beet shrubs not only are so easy to make, but they are really delicious. And, I think it'll impress your friends if you just whip out a nice homemade shrub out of the refrigerator to have on the ice if you want something without alcohol, or to use it in your cocktail. So this week's cocktail, Can't Be Beat, that's the name of the cocktail, and here's what you're going to need. You're going to need a coupe glass, that's like an old-fashioned champagne glass, or a martini-shaped glass for this cocktail. You will need a cocktail shaker. You will need some ice, and you're going to need a muddler. So I'm getting my cocktail shaker all riled up here for this morning, and I'm so excited because this cocktail is actually really great for breakfast. I'm not going to lie. It's so delicious. So we are going to feature the Irish gin like I'm talking about. And I don't know if you've seen some of these Irish gins that are coming onto the market now, but they really, really are delicious. And this particular gin, the Drum Shambeau, has always come in this really unique blue bottle. And that one I have been so in love with for the last couple of years. But now that distillery in Ireland has actually come out with a few different expressions of their gunpowder Irish gin under their Drum Shambeau label. And today's cocktail is going to have their Drum Shambeau Gunpowder Irish Gin, but their new one that has California orange citrus inside. And this is just a delicious gin. It's slow distilled by hand in these kind of medieval looking copper pot stills at the Shed Distillery in Ireland. And this is just a wonderful new creation of the distiller there, who did a trip to California, to Northern California, and fell in love with some of our citrus here, and, kind of had this wonderful journey and decided to do a gin with a California orange citrus expression to it. And it's absolutely delicious. And if you're not a gin lover, I think this gin will definitely change your mind. So here's what you're going to need for the cocktail. Of course, I mentioned the coupe or the martini-shaped glass, your cocktail shaker, some ice, and then a muddler. If you don't have a fancy cocktail muddler, you can absolutely use a wooden spoon. Works just fine. You'll need 2 ounces of the Drum Shambeau Irish Gin, the California orange citrus, and the bottle is so pretty with these kind of citrusy colors. You'll need 1.5 ounces of your homemade beet shrub. You'll need about 3/4 of an ounce of a mixture of fresh squeezed lime and fresh squeezed lemon juice, and then just 1/2 ounce of simple syrup. You'll also need a slice of orange, and then to garnish, a simple orange peel looks really terrific. And of course, if you have any edible flowers around, like maybe some beautiful purple rosemary flowers, because rosemary's in bloom right now, that works really well as a garnish. So here's what you're going to do, really, really simple. In your cocktail shaker, kind of have that cocktail shaker going. I love it. In your cocktail shaker, you're going to put the orange slice in, and then you're going to muddle that orange slice. Then you're going to add your lemon and lime juice, your simple syrup, your beet shrub, and then your gin, and then a measure of ice, and then close it up, and then give it a really, really, really good shake. You want to shake this really well so it gets super, super chilly, and then you're going to strain it into your prepared coupe cocktail glass or your martini-shaped glass, and then garnish, and that is it. It's so delicious. This cocktail can't be beat. That's the name of it. Again, just 2 ounces of your Drumshambo Irish Gin, the California Orange Citrus expression of that gin, 1.5 ounces of your homemade beet shrub. And again, if you want my recipe, just send me an email or you can check it out on my website. 3/4 of an ounce of fresh lime and lemon juice, and then just 1/2 ounce of simple syrup. This is not a sweet cocktail. It's more savory and citrusy, delicious. And then you'll need a slice of orange, and then to garnish, again, you can use an orange peel, or if you are lucky enough to have some rosemary in your garden, it is in bloom right now. You can grab a couple of those beautiful purple flowers and use that as a garnish. Well, this is wrapping up a Wine Wednesday as I'm heading off to the city, my city by the bay, for a fabulous champagne lunch. I cannot wait for that. Meanwhile, have a spirited Wednesday morning. Cheers.